WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today, during the noon hour, the Bryan School Board's workshop agenda includes a public hearing about becoming a district of innovation. Interim Superintendent Tim Roeke says told the board last month that cuts the red tape imposed by the state on regulations that include when the school year starts.
Just anecdotally, without having any hard evidence at all, I've heard many times over, could we do this a week sooner? So I'm thinking realistically a week sooner is kind of where we would land. Not that we couldn't do differently.
Dr. Roeke says they can also keep track of pre-kindergarten instruction in half days instead of minutes.
It's very challenging to make a half-day pre-K system work in a 75,600-minute kind of environment.
The board could also change certification requirements in order to hire hard-to-fill positions and adjust class sizes. Following today's public hearing, the board has 30 days to make a final decision. All school districts and campuses in Texas starting next school year will be rated on an A through F grading scale. To prepare for those changes, the College Station School District is hosting a meeting tomorrow night featuring a national consultant. Superintendent Clark Ely says the purpose of the meeting is how the letter grade, which is used in 16 other states, will affect Texas communities.
What does it mean for a community that is struggling or a community that has a lot of performance challenges ahead of it? What does it mean when you come back and you're a C district or a campus or a D or an F?
Tomorrow night's meeting starts at 6:30 in the CSISD Transportation Center. Dr. Ely says everyone, regardless of school district, is invited to attend. If you're 65 or older and or disabled and do or want to use public transportation, you're encouraged to participate in a workshop in downtown Bryan tomorrow afternoon. Carrie Banta with the Texas Department of Transportation is collecting requests on how to spend $6.5 million in federal money for the next 2 years.
We don't have another way to know about specific rider needs other than what the public tells us.
This is expected to be one of the last times Bryan College Station will be included in this particular program due to continued population growth.
Areas of 200,000 people or less, we call that small urban, and then under 50,000, we call those rural areas.
Tomorrow's workshop starts at 3 at the Roy Kelly Parking Garage Terminal Building. If you cannot attend, TxDOT also has an online survey. You can find that link on our website at WTAW.com. Recommendations made from 17 workshops around the state will be considered when the final action is taken by the Texas Transportation Commission. The former office manager of a College Station small business admits to stealing more than $7,000 over a 9-month period that began last December. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Allison Renee Smith of Bryan told investigators she needed the money after her children's father stopped paying child support due to illness. Smith, who was arrested last Friday, is out of jail after posting a $10,000 bond. U.S. Senator John Cornyn says the House just passed the biggest mental health reforms in a decade. Now he wants his fellow senators to follow suit. Cornyn says the 21st Century Cures Act mirrors his own Mental Health and Safe Communities Act with a 1-2 punch.
One, to help those who are mentally ill get the treatment they need. And secondly, to help law enforcement and first responders know how to respond to a potential mental health crisis.
Cornyn says the bill also improves funding for outpatient mental health treatment options for local governments rather than warehousing mentally ill people in jails. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 49 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. One more look at news this morning around 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel Outdoor Power Tools, Diamond C Trailers, and Kawasaki Mules, and our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan-owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, WRIOutdoors.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Wet weather continues unabated today with showers and the chance for a passing thunderstorm. Temperatures today 55 to 60. There could be a few locally heavy downpours. Tonight looks like the showers will taper off late. Lows will drop down to 45 to 50. It becomes partly sunny and milder tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Clear through tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. Clouding up Wednesday with showers late in the day, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Actually, when you get down below Navasota, it's not bad. And Houston is about to clear out as far as rain is concerned. There won't be any rain in Houston per se. But if you're headed up toward Huntsville or up to Waco or all the way over to Austin, Austin's getting hit pretty heavy right now as far as rain's concerned. And it's just, you know, passing through, just wave after wave. And again, they came pretty close to ever how much we were supposed to get, 5 inches or something like that. So, yeah. So the company that makes Peeps.
Peeps.
Always had one major issue, and that was how do you get
selling Peeps?
Yeah, really. How do you get people to buy their Peeps around
other
this time
seasons.
Of year?
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, you got it for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, you know what the Ethernet is, right?
The Ethernet?
Yeah. That's what you use to catch the Ether Bunny. There you go.
Ouch.
So anyhow, here's a step toward making Peeps big for Christmas. They've just announced a brand new flavor, Cinnamon Roll Peeps.
Okay.
Better than I was expecting peppermint something.
Yeah, see, and we don't need that. That's
no.
For sure. Mm-mm. Anyhow, they'll go on sale at Walgreens this month. That's not all. At Walmart, there'll be cookie-flavored Peeps dipped in white fudge.
Okay.
This can't be good for you.
No.
It's marshmallow cream that's flavored like cookies that's dipped in white fudge.
There's literally no nutritional value whatsoever.
Oh, they'll also be selling sugar plum flavored Peeps.
What does a sugar plum taste like?
Why don't you type that into Google right now? Because I don't know the answer to that. And Google will tell us because Google knows. Or maybe Siri knows. You want to ask Siri?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're going to ask Siri. We're going to ask Siri. Okay. Here we go. This is live on the radio, folks. It's Chelsea talking to Siri.
What does a sugar plum taste like?
Let me think about that.
Oh.
That's what I found on the web for what does a sugar plum taste like.
Okay, and then it just gives me some website. But it says...
And what's his name? Chauncey? What do you call him?
I still call him Siri.
Okay, all right. I got you. Okay,
but,
well... Let's Google that and see. In the meantime, I'll tell you a mathematician and physicist released an estimate of the cost of operating the Empire's Death Star. It's $7.7 octillion dollars per day. That's 30 trillion times more than all the money on Earth. Okay?
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
So a long time ago in a galaxy far away, they had a lot more money than
That's
we
right.
do.
Yeah.
So basically a sugar plum is just a plum with a sugared coat. So to make them, you just kind of apply a thin coat of honey, and then you roll the plum in sugar.
Yeah.
So it creates a sweeter skin, not as bitter as a normal plum skin.
Hello.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I bet sugar plums probably taste like chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
Everything
wish.
Else does, so yeah, sure.
That was just to make people eat plums, right? Because... You know, they don't.
Because they won't unless there's sugar on them.
Yeah. All right. Just saying.
I'll eat just about anything with sugar on it.
So you can get a pretty good deal on real estate this Christmas if you don't mind moving to the North Pole. Zillow.com, that website, has published a listing for Santa Claus's house.
Oh.
Website estimate.
Santa's moving?
Says it's worth $657,000. The cost to rent it, $3,228 a month. Zillow says Santa's pad is constructed in 1822, renovated in 2013. 2,500 square foot home sits on a 25 acre lot, features a toy factory, sleigh parking, reindeer stables, and plenty of old world charm. Bad news is, although the value of the home is listed, it's not actually for sale. Company tweeted that they anticipate Santa will be hanging around for a while. Won't be moving anytime soon.
Oh, not heading to Miami or anything?
No, nope, but okay. Then there's this. Now is your chance to own your very own life-size wax version of a president.
That's just what I always wanted, just in time for Christmas.
The Hall of Presidents and First Ladies Museum in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, has officially closed its doors after 60 years. You never knew it was open, did you?
No.
No clue.
That's part of the problem. Probably why it's closing.
Part of the problem. The collection. Let's Google that. See if they had a website. The Hall of Presidents and First Ladies Museum.
The Hall of Presidents and Ladies.
Their collection of wax figures of presidents and first ladies is now up for sale. An auction of the figures is set to take place January 14th. No word on what the going rate for a wax president like.
I am excited because, you know, for my money, it doesn't get any better than a wax sculpture of James K. Polk sitting in my living room.
Exactly. Or like a first lady you didn't even know the name of.
Exactly. So did we find a...
Oh, yeah. It's part of the Gettysburg tour thing. I guess it just wasn't getting as much attention as some of the other
after some the battlefield. Yeah, that was it.
Okay. But yeah, there's some pictures on there.
Okay.
So,
Well, that's fine. People shell out as much or more money for their pets' health care as they do for themselves. CBS says a new report from Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, a company that sells medical coverage for dogs and cats, crunched data from 215,000 claims submitted by the customers during a one-year period. According to the Cost of Pet Care 2016 report, the most common accidents and illnesses for dogs included stomach issues. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
They're dogs.
They eat everything, yeah.
Yeah. Often from ingesting dangerous human foods like chocolate and other sweets. Skin conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Ear and eye infections. Mm. Growths. Chronic allergies and pain. Stomach and skin issues. Big problem for cats, too.
Mm-hmm.
As well as urinary tract infections and cancer.
Ooh.
Per stomach ailment, it costs about six, pricey new technologies and more advanced treatments options have driven up the cost in many cases. Pet stomach ailments can cost more than $6,000 to diagnose and treat.
I have a friend who has a lab that eats everything and anything, and she spent quite a pretty penny on surgical
removal. Wow.
Yeah, because the problem is when they eat stuff that they can't pass.
Yes,
and so you've got, you know, socks and tennis balls.
Well,
and
obviously
this.
Yeah, the idea is that they're trying to help the Healthy Paws Pet Insurance people, and yeah, we've thought about that because we got four dogs, but you know, haven't done it necessarily. But obviously, there is a trend toward that. Cost of Pet Care 2016.
Wow.
So we'll see.
Man,
we heard about this, I think, about 2 months ago. A newly discovered way to structure sugar may mean that 40% less sugar can be used in chocolate without affecting the taste of it. This is what the Nestle people are saying. WebMD.com reported the company is patenting this breakthrough, and in 2018 will start using the new sugar in its products. The change in the structure of sugar makes it dissolve more quickly, which fools the taste buds and raises the sweetness. Cool.
I mean, I'll believe it when I taste it.
Yeah, we'll see. Frequently, milk chocolate is about 50% sugar. Dark chocolate can range anywhere from no sugar at all to 40% of sugar. If they can cut that in half, we'll see if it lowers the price. Oh, wait a minute. It's going to go there. Hello?
Yeah. One thing a lab won't pass is thongs. Try explaining that to your wife.
Thank you. Okay.
Phones. Okay.
Ticket bots may soon be outlawed. The Washington Post says the U.S. Senate unanimously approved the Bots Act of 2016 last week. Okay. They can't pass real legislation, but they can do this in a unanimous vote.
Oh, yeah, there's time for that.
And again, it's something. Hello? Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. There we go. Okay. That's not working. Here's the deal. And, I mean, it is a good idea. If the House of Representatives agrees, it will then be illegal to use computer programs to buy up all the tickets. Now, what they were dealing with was Broadway shows.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is the same thing for concerts or the same thing for sporting events. Chuck Schumer, who's the senator and one of the senators in New York, said, these bots have gotten completely out of control and their dominance, which means he couldn't get tickets. Their dominance in the market is denying countless fans access to shows. And it is. It is a big deal. This is a deal that the creator of Hamilton was very important to him to make sure that they always held tickets back so that the bots could not get them.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise what they'd do is they'd take that ticket and they'd run the price way up. And instead, they would keep tickets, some of them priced, I think, as low as $167, which was a good deal because that's the hottest play on Broadway. But the idea is that there are people who, again, and they tie it to credit cards and Zoom, there they go, and they suck up all the
mm-hmm.
tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that talk about, oh, gosh, Adele's at Madison Square Garden, the tickets sold out in 12 minutes. Well, yeah.
Because a computer bought
them
all up.
That's right.
Bottom
the bots are out there doing that, so we'll mm-hmm. see. All right, here's our Shaq story. Shaq pops up almost.
Oh,
he's almost almost like Bill Murray.
Oh, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, Shaq. Yeah, yeah. I saw him in a commercial for the insurance company with the General. Is that right?
Yeah.
The guy with the little mustache. I saw that yesterday. I hadn't seen that before. Anyway, he went to Geno's in Philadelphia. New York Post page 6 gossip column reports that he impressed the staff by shooting crumpled up napkins into a garbage can.
Oh, he made a basket.
Okay, what he does, okay, or did. Employees said they had fun hanging out, and he has quite the appetite. He ate 5 sandwiches in one sitting.
Wow.
He is a big boy.
When he's throwing that trash, though, was he like free throw range?
Oh, I don't know. See, I'm not sure.
Because that was not his specialty.
Laser beam.
Yeah, exactly.
Or was he dunking them?
Yeah, slamming it. So Austria is taking no smoking to a whole new level. A university professor lived in an apartment complex, and one of his neighbors liked to enjoy a cigar on his balcony during the summer. In the winter, he would smoke in his apartment with the windows open. Well, the smell bothered the professor so much that he took the guy to court. The court ruled the man could smoke only inside his apartment with the windows closed. It's his apartment.
Yeah.
He appealed, and the court said he could smoke outside, but only between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. The professor wasn't happy, so he took the case to the Supreme Court in Austria, and they said he couldn't smoke outside between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. or during eating times, which really means that this guy is going to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe
yeah.
he should, or maybe move. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But again, it's your place.
Hmm.
I'm thinking you ought to be able to do that.
Yep.
If
And also outside is the free world. It's, you know, shouldn't really be restricted there.
I believe so. Well, but again, to take the other side of the issue,
mm-hmm.
what if you're driving by and or a car drives by or stopped next to you with a light, the windows are rolled up, there's a kid in there, and the parent is smoking?
That's just bad parenting.
See, yeah, it is. But, I mean, that's secondhand smoke, which is probably not good. So, but are we supposed to get involved in that?
Right. Yeah.
No,
no.
Just saying.
I mean, at that point, it becomes dangerous. It becomes a danger to another person.
Right. Child endangerment.
It does. Could we go there? Could we just go there? Hmm. Ooh. 824.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
A nosy explosives detector. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Researchers have designed an artificial canine nose that sniffs out explosives better than the currently available technologies. Previous attempts to mimic our furry friend's sense of smell have focused more on their amazing ability to detect trace amounts of chemicals than on the physical features of their noses.
When he exhales, the dog is literally reaching out and pulling new fresh air, a new scent, from pretty impressive distances ahead of himself. So we printed on a 3D printer what were essentially little nostrils that plug on to the inlet of a commercially available vapor detector that make it sniff like a dog.
National Institute of Standards and Technology mechanical engineer Matthew Staycates and his team write in Nature Scientific Reports that the artificial nose detects up to 16 times more analyzable substances than the vapor detector alone. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Ad spending growth is poised for a significant slowdown in 2017 due to economic and political uncertainty. Ad buying agency Magna Global says the worldwide ad business will see a slowdown to 3.6% spending growth next year, down from the 5.7% growth of this year. U.S. ad sales will face a slowdown to 1.7% from 6.9% growth in 2016, which included the impact of political and Olympic spending. Pork giant Smithfield Foods plans to cut a quarter of its carbon emissions over 8 years, a voluntary move the company hopes will trim costs and bolster its brand. Virginia-based Smithfield will scale back applications of fertilizer used to grow grain for pig feed and install systems to extract natural gas from manure. The Environmental Defense Fund, which worked with Smithfield on the plan, says it's the most ambitious commitment yet by a U.S. meat packer to curtail greenhouse gas emissions. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three College Station Blue Baker locations. Choose your angel and shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 14th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas Angel.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Ad spending growth is poised for a significant slowdown in 2017 due to economic and political uncertainty. Ad buying agency Magna Global says the worldwide ad business will see a slowdown to 3.6% spending growth next year, down from the 5.7% growth of this year. U.S. ad sales will face a slowdown to 1.7% from 6.9% growth in 2016, which included the impact of political and Olympic spending. Pork giant Smithfield Foods plans to cut a quarter of its carbon emissions over 8 years, a voluntary move the company hopes will trim costs and bolster its brand. Virginia-based Smithfield will scale back applications of fertilizer used to grow grain for pig feed and install systems to extract natural gas from manure. The Environmental Defense Fund, which worked with Smithfield on the plan, says it's the most ambitious commitment yet by a U.S. meat packer to curtail greenhouse gas emissions. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Maryland brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The school year in the Bryan School District could start a week sooner under a proposal that's the subject of a public hearing today during the noon hour. That's after the school board last month approved a resolution to consider becoming a district of innovation. Interim Superintendent Tim Roeke says the school board could make changes without having to get state permission.
It's some red tape that is, you know, laid in that just doesn't jive from one legislative action from a previous legislative action.
Dr. Roeke's initial thought is to start the school year a week earlier than allowed by state law.
That week sooner would really alleviate teachers who are cramming an entire semester in before Christmas, you know. It'd also give us more instruction before when we take state assessments in the spring. So anything we could front load, the better.
Roeke says starting the school year any sooner runs into summertime conflicts.
Some other complicating factors with higher ed and teachers' development over the summer and families who are vacationing. I've been in a district that has done that, and you do get some backlash if you start August 1st, for instance.
The board can also change without having to seek state approval certification requirements to fill hard-to-find teaching positions and minutes of instruction. The Bryan board has 30 days to make a final decision whether to proceed following today's public hearing. Regardless of where you live, you're invited to a public meeting the College Station School District is hosting tomorrow night regarding the new A through F accountability rating system.
What we really want to be talking about on Tuesday night is, what does the label of A through F mean for a community and the perils of having it come from a test like the STAR test?
Superintendent Clark Ely says a national consultant will talk about how STAR tests work and the implications for state accountability.
It's about getting information for folks in our district and other districts around to kind of know what's going on. It doesn't signal a change in what we're doing for students. We're still making sure that everything we do and decisions we make impact a child in the classroom every day of the year and aren't focused on what happens 1 week out of the year in the spring when we take a state mandated test.
Tomorrow night's meeting starts at 6:30 in the CSISD Transportation Center. The federal government is giving Texas $6.5 million to use over the next 2 years for public transportation serving those 65 and older and or the disabled.
We're very aware of the fact that the needs are far beyond what we can fund. And what we need to do basically is prioritize the needs and look for projects that most efficiently meet the needs.
Carrie Banta of the Texas Department of Transportation will be in downtown Bryan tomorrow afternoon conducting one of 17 workshops to collect opinions from rural counties as well as Bryan College Station. If you cannot attend tomorrow's workshop, which starts at 3 at the Roy Kelly Parking Garage Terminal Building, TxDOT also has an online survey. A link to that survey is on our website at WTAW.com. Final action will be taken by the Texas Transportation Commission. A Bryan woman has admitted stealing more than $7,000 from her former employer. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, 28-year-old Allison Renee Smith told investigators she took the money between last December and August after her children's father stopped paying child support due to illness. The owner of the small business contacted police in late August after noticing an irregularity in his bank account. Smith was arrested last Friday. She is out of jail after posting a $10,000 bond. And officers are currently working two separate accidents on Highway 6. One is on the northbound side close to the Harley-Davidson dealership. The other is on the southbound side at the William D. Fitch exit. Currently, northbound traffic is backed up from Barron to William D. Fitch. The one on the southbound side currently has the inside lane blocked off. Motorists expect delays and please find alternate routes if possible. The police will notify us when roadways are clear. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 49 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news today at noon, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com, and follow us on social media at WTAW1620. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, good morning, 837 Infomaniacs. It's time for that weather thing. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
More rain today as low pressure bypasses us to the south and east over the western Gulf of Mexico. Showers and maybe a thunderstorm today with highs of 55 to 60 degrees. Showers end tonight. Skies will clear overnight. Lows are going to drop down to 45 to 50. Tomorrow it's going to turn partly sunny. Highs will be up to 65 to 70. Clear 45 to 50 tomorrow night. Clouding up on Wednesday. Showers possible late in the day, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Time to talk about what's going on with the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, and Mary's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you, Scott.
First of all, let's talk about the fact that the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra has been around for 35 years, which is a spectacular thing, and you have a season sponsor.
Oh, absolutely. CHI St. Joseph, they're our season sponsor. And of course, we also have concert sponsors, but CHI St. Joseph has stood behind us for many years with this.
Christmas time's coming up, and that's a special time for y'all, too.
The holiday time is one of the most exciting ones. We, once again, on December the 11th, we're going to be having our Holiday Pops concert, and we'll be joined by the Christ United Methodist Church Sanctuary Choir, the Canticle Bells, and the College Station High School Women's Choir.
Wow.
So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. And, you know, all your old favorites, you know, Jingle Bells, you know, the night before Christmas. And we have a special treat at the very end. Twas the night before Christmas, as I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And a narrator that's going to be just doing that age-old song that everyone remembers. So James Faith will be once again doing some organ solos. It's going to sing along at the end. It's just a fun time with familiar carols, and it's just a nice time to be there. And afterwards, there's a punch and cookie reception.
Mm-hmm.
Compliments of the Friends Association Symphony Orchestra, FASO,
okay,
our support group. So it's just a nice night, and it sells out every year.
Sure.
So get your tickets early. There's always a few at the door, but there's not very many left. And go ahead and get your tickets now. It's just a wonderful, wonderful night.
Well, then you hope that the weather, you know, sometimes you can come in short sleeves, and sometimes you do have to bundle up. So we'll hope for bundle up weather this time. Huh?
Absolutely. We've had usually very nice weather, but there's been a couple of bizarre times where We lost all the lighting in South College Station at the end of the concert, and everybody got away safely.
Okay.
And so
so
never know
there might be a sense of adventure, too. So, and you mentioned South College Station. This is at Christ United Methodist Church.
Christ United Methodist Church. Couldn't have a more wonderful place to have it.
Well, adult and children's prices are available, and we want to mention our sponsors.
Absolutely. We have three sponsors for this one, SysTech, Spirit of Texas Bank, and also
Sterling Auto Group.
Absolutely.
Who's done so much for the community. And, okay, we'll start over.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry. I had it right here just in case. It's okay. Okay.
Sterling Spirit.
That's all right.
And
you got it? Okay. There you go. And let's mention our sponsors for the concert.
Oh, absolutely. Once again, SysTech, Spirit of Texas Bank, and Sterling Auto, they've come forth to make this possible for us to do. And we're very grateful to our sponsors and can't hardly wait to have that concert.
Sure. It's December the 11th. It starts at 5 o'clock, which is kind of a different time than some of the programs. And it's at Christ United Methodist Church. And if they want some more information about this, what do they do?
All you need to do is to go either to our website, bvso.org, or you can also go to your phone and pick it up and dial 845-1234, CMSC box office, and they can take care of that as well.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with April Plemons from Long Way Home Adoptables. How you doing, April?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Now, you guys had recently your Santa Paws fundraiser going on, right?
Right.
And it was a pretty big success, right?
Wildly successful, yeah. During November, we always try to raise our Santa Paws fund, which is basically a matching fund where local businesses and private donors can put money into the kitty. Mm-hmm. And then we use that fund to match all the community's donations during December for the mm-hmm. Home for the Holidays drive.
I like what you did there, kitty.
Like, yeah, that's good, right? That's better than picky. Yeah. So it's into the kitty. And so last year, our Santa Paws fund was about $13,000, and the community matched it, which was amazing. And that funded the first 6 months of this year. So because we are volunteers and we're unpaid and none of that goes to a salary or a mortgage or anything like that, 100% goes to our animals. So that funded us for the first 6 months.
Awesome.
This year, the Santa Paws fund hit $35,000.
Wow.
I know. So I'm kind of overwhelmed with the generosity of Aggieland. But so what that means is all through December, up to $35,000, local donations will be matched dollar for dollar.
That is super cool.
I know. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it. It's pretty amazing. So if the community steps up and helps us by matching that Santa Paws fund, that means we will be funded our entire 2017 from beginning to end.
Wow.
And that is amazing.
That's fantastic.
Can you imagine how many animals we'll be able to save?
Tons. I know.
It's exciting. So I'm so grateful for the local community.
And then you'll be hearing about all the awesome animals that you guys have for adoption
every
on
week.
WTAW.
Exactly. Every week.
Very cool.
And so that's going on right now. And to donate to that, you can obviously go to our website or you can just text the word ho, ho, ho to 91999.
Is that all one word?
Yes.
Or? Awesome.
Ho, ho, ho to 91999.
Very
yes.
cool. Now, okay, speaking of Santa,
yes.
coming up soon at Santa's Wonderland, you guys got some coming up, right?
Yeah, it's in December, so we're officially in holiday mode.
Mm-hmm.
And so December 10th, we're going to be at Santa's Wonderland. They have partnered with us to be their one of their official charities, which is amazing. And so 100% of the cocoa that's sold that night is going to go to our charity.
Super cool.
I know. And so a lot of times with profit shares, businesses will split, 10% or 20%. No. Santa's Wonderland is giving us 100% of the proceeds. So if you were planning on going to Santa's Wonderland this year anyways, go on December 10th. That's next Saturday. And buy some cocoa because the animals
awesome.
will be appreciative.
Cool. Well,
yes.
if you want more information about the Santa's Wonderland event or if you want to help match the donations
yes.
from the Santa Paws Fund, just go check out April and the good people over at mylongwayhome.org.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
I moved to the Brazos Valley in 1984, and I'm embarrassed to tell you that I've been to Anderson, Texas less than a handful of times. And for a guy who loves history and beauty, well, Anderson is about as historic and pretty as they come. Just the Grimes County Courthouse alone is an architectural delight for the eyes, so when you're taking a ride around looking at the beauty of this part of Texas, stop by Anderson. I found Evelyn Chimchak doing what she does every day, managing the senior center right across from the courthouse. She's lived just down the road from Anderson 34 years, and what she loves the most?
Oh, well, I just love the countryside. It's a beautiful place to live, and it's quiet, and I don't know how long that will last, but we're enjoying it as we can. The people are friendly. You don't have to be afraid. You feel safe.
Now, sure, there have been changes in Anderson, Texas, but the charm of this town is that there hadn't been many.
I think that's probably the feeling of most people here. The changes are not that much. I grew up in this area. I went to school in Navasota, and I lived in Stoneham, if you know where that is, about in that area, Blue Bonnet Country. And when we got married, and we built here, and I've been here ever since.
Yep, there's new and there's old.
Recently, we've gotten Subway in, and of course, the little store across the street has been here for many, many years.
Yeah, that's Anderson Market. Now, I ask Evelyn Chimchak, why should people who are going up and down Highway 6 from Houston to Bryan College Station, why should they venture off, go up Highway 90 to Anderson? What's the attraction?
Well, probably just the historic homes. And now we have the little park here next door to us, the Confederate Park. Just the buildings are still as they were. This building is about 170 years old.
Yeah, that's the senior center now. What did it start out as?
I don't know. I'm sure there's people maybe that could tell you. I know that it has been two grocery stores.
And now it's the Grimes County Senior Center, which Evelyn Chimchak manages. And they get anywhere from 6, 8, as many as 16 folks that come there every day and just play games and visit and talk about the history of Anderson. History that is all around them.
We've got the little historic houses out here in the historical park, and people come to see those, and they'll go down to the inn, and they have coach rides. I don't know if it's every Saturday or certain Saturdays. They have the rides back and forth from the inn to here in Anderson, and people enjoy that, especially on bright sunny days.
Now, the inn she talks about, that's the Fanthorpe Inn, but that's a whole nother Bravo Brazos Valley. Anderson, Texas. What a wonderful little town. It's Bravo Brazos Valley. That's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW is about 12 minutes till. Has it gotten colder in your room in the last 10 minutes?
Mine feels the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's cold here. Of course, I got a window. Maybe that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably what it is. All right, as far as the weather is concerned, yeah, sorry. 58's the high. If we get there, I don't even know if we're going to get there or not. Chance of showers drops down to about 50% probably afternoon. Clears out tonight's 45. Tomorrow, sunshine in 70, which is a little weird. Winds out of the north. So if you have to do anything outside tomorrow, of course, the ground will be squishy. You won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
45 for a low temperature tomorrow night. And then we got 43 for a low on Wednesday. They're telling us now 30 for Thursday night. 30 for Thursday night.
Wow.
Yeah. Right now, the wind chill factor is 45. And again, you know, it's just we're wusses. We're weather wusses. we're used to it being, you know, nice and warm all the time.
30s cold, man.
Yeah, really. So the Bank of England circulating brand new all plastic banknotes. But at least one group is not happy. A new currency, the new currency, reportedly stronger and cleaner than the old paper money, but vegans are calling for a ban of the new notes because they apparently contain trace amounts of animal products. Bank of England confirms the notes contain a substance known as tallow, which is made from animal fat. Online petition against the banknotes is being circulated. So that if you want to complain about the... Well, you know...
Wow.
They could tell them, you don't have to live here. You can go live someplace else and certainly use their money if you're so offended by all of this.
Yeah.
Hello?
Y'all, the story about Brian Isteed wanting to be in the District of Innovation?
That's correct.
Would that include actually teaching multiplication and division back as opposed to just the various concepts?
Well, I don't know. I'm not. I can't tell you exactly. I'm not the director of curriculum. Don't pretend to be. I know the way they teach now is not the way they taught when I went to school, and Brad, even when you went to school, probably
very true.
They have different ideas. The problem that happens with public education, I mean, if you want to, get up on the soapbox. Okay.
Yeah.
The problem with public education is like anything else, they look for innovative ways to do things, and then they decide not to after that,
yeah.
And they change and they go off in another direction. And again, I'm not in that world. I'm sure there are teachers who would be glad to talk to you for hours on end about the frustration of having to deal with that.
Oh, yeah.
But it also goes back to the politicians in Austin and Washington, D.C., who are trying to tell classroom teachers what they need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in the classroom.
Nope.
Just because they were elected doesn't mean they're smarter than those people are. So the whole idea about public education, and again, if you're going to change it, remember, you can't solve a problem overnight when we're talking about a 12-year experience.
Right, but yeah.
Anyhow, enough of that.
More Brazos Valley residents are without food this year.
But with the help of the community, many of them will once again have food on the table. I'm Steve Fulhart.
And I'm Carla Castillo. Join us for the 21st annual KBTX Food for Families Food Drive, Wednesday, December 7th, at any of these four locations.
We'll be at the Brazos Center in Bryan, the Kimbrough Center in Madisonville, Mid-South Synergy in Navasota, and Navasota Valley Electric in Franklin. Drop off your donation of non-perishable food and grocery items to restock the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
We hope you'll join us in the fight against hunger this holiday season.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest-growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Make the holiday cards you send out this year a keepsake card. Copy Corner can turn your greetings into memories. From designing the front of your card with a particularly precious hand-drawn picture your children drew, or the photograph of your entire family, to picking out what you'd like the inside message to say, to completing it all with personalized signatures and envelopes. Let Copy Corner help make your holiday greeting card one to remember. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-COPY.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So I was just, are we going to get like bags and stuff to say the AdvoCare bowl on them?
I think probably.
Hey, I actually like an AdvoCare product.
Oh, do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they have samples.
So maybe, sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
One year the Aggies went to a bowl over Louisiana and it was sponsored by, by Sanford, the people who made magic markers. Okay. And they get, we get, we got a bunch of magic markers and highlighters.
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying.
Well.
So Vern Lundquist retired over the weekend. Two real quick Vern stories. Vern was, when I was working in TV, I was at an NBC affiliate in Waco. Mm-hmm. And So back in the day, believe it or not, being able to get video of events was kind of a hassle and really hard to do, and you sometimes had to make arrangements with big city TV stations. I didn't have to do it a lot. I probably did it about 8 or 9 times a year. But I would call, and he would answer his own phone, and he would get a producer to send me video when I asked for it.
Well, right.
Every time. He was just the absolute nicest guy, and I'm just some little schmuck down in Waco. But, I mean, that was a really cool thing. The other Vern Lundquist story is a story he tells about himself, because he started in television in Austin, and he moved up to Dallas and was a local sports personality up there. Well, he finally got a gig with ABC to do a football game. And his first game was a Texas A&M game. And, you know, he did the game. He said, mm-hmm. I'm driving back, and I stop in Calvert to get gas. And so
I thought I got stopped in Calvert.
Yeah, no. He said, okay, I stopped to get in gas. Calvert. He mm-hmm. said, and the guy in the gas station is looking at me. And I'm, I am. I am. And so he goes to pay, and the guy says, you look familiar. He goes, well, yeah. He said, you're that guy who does bowling for dollars, isn't it? So he said, hours after he finished his first network job, he got put in his place. But anyway,
nice.
Yeah, he is.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, he is. Now, they did a little thing of a montage of his great calls.
Oh, yeah?
The other night after the SEC championship game. First video they show is Johnny against Alabama.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Where he threw the ball and
fumbled it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It up,
so that was kind of fun. Yes.
Very cool. Yeah, and they inducted him. They inducted him into the like SEC Hall of Fame.
Wait. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, he can't hear me talking?
Now I can.
Yeah. Okay.
When everyone's tweeting out congratulations, one of the first he gets on Twitter is Jack Nicklaus.
Really?
Cool.
Jack Nicklaus said, you're my favorite guy, and here's my favorite moment, and had the video of him at the 86 Masters on the 17th with the yes, sir call.
Oh.
Very cool.
All right.
And then,
cool.
So he tweeted the congratulations with a hashtag yes, sir on it.
Oh.
That was special.
Yeah. Well, again,
I worked with Vern.
Did
so
you? Okay,
like
I say, I was a little schmuck in Waco, and he was nice to me.
Well, I interned with him, and he couldn't have been nicer to me, and has always been, nice
and
to
me. A distinguished alumnus of Texas Lutheran, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
TLC.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. And worked for Lyndon and Lady Bird in Austin.
So is he from Texas?
No, he's from Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
But he went to, I don't know how he got to Seguin to go to school. That's a long way from Minnesota.
Right.
But.
Yep.
What are you doing here?
I'm always here.
Yeah, it's early.
Are you gonna,
I'm never not here.
Are you going to get us some Advocare swag?
Oh, good gosh. Am I ever?
Okay.
Bags of it.
You'll
be
there, right?
Bags of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going down tomorrow. I'll be there for 3 weeks getting ready.
Well, are you going to do your show from there?
Oh, yeah. You count on that.
Live from Houston.
Tune in for that.
It's a long way.
It'll be a 7-hour pregame.
Oh,
yeah.
That'll be wonderful.
Quite a drive.
It'll be wonderful.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that.
I'm staying at the Waller Holiday Hotel.
Well, fortunately, we've got... Houston made the Las Vegas Bowl. Do we know that?
I think I'm going to cover that one.
Are you?
Yeah, that'd
be a lot more
fun.
I'm going to cover that
How
one.
Many bowl games do we have this year?
40.
We have 40 bowl games?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
About 6, 5, and 7 teams, I think.
See, now, like the Dollar General Bowl, that would be awesome to go to, wouldn't it?
It would?
You could get a hairbrush.
The things that you'd have there, you're exactly right.
Compact makeup kit.
That would be outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then here's the other game to watch is the Camping World Independence Bowl.
Ooh,
here's
you get
the reason. Here is the reason. These people do product placement like nobody else.
The Independence Bowl?
You will not know the Camping World people.
Oh, Camping World,
I didn't even know what the hell Camping World was last year. I had to go look it up.
Yep.
But every shot
you're right.
Showed Camping World.
You're right.
It, which is, that's what it's all about. All right. Okay, you got anything? Do you have a show today?
I got nothing.
You got a show?
Oh, I got Rich Little on today.
Oh, do
Impressionist.
You?
These kids, they go, who in the
heck is that?
I've never heard of Rich Little, but... the old people have, and I'm talking to him today.
All right.
And he's got a couple of impressions, I think, for us.
Oh, he's going to do a couple of impressions?
Yeah, I think he's going to do a couple, so that'll be good.
All right, that'll be on sometime. What? Can you tell me exactly what?
No, I don't know.
Wouldn't want to do that. All right, let me see what else we got today.
Listen to the whole show.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
So,
in probably one of the most Australian moments ever, a man was filmed punching a kangaroo in the face after it went after his dog. The thing grabbed his dog. He had to punch the kangaroo in the face.
This better be
go.
An animal attacks on Thursday.
It should be. That's right. After a stunned pause, the animal turns and runs off.
Wow.
Well, what was I doing here? And on this date in 1992, the Denver Post quoted the Department of Energy memo showing that at the Rocky Flats nuclear weapons plant, it in fact required 43 workers to change a light bulb. Your government tax dollars to work.
Thank you.
Yes, WTAW, College Station, Brian.